Christy Lewis grew up in a family that performed as trick ropers, an activity that requires a lot of practice spinning a cowboy lasso. She wanted to teach her kids to continue the family tradition. Now, whenever the Lewis family has an extra minute, you can find them practicing their rope tricks on their ranch in California.
Hello, we're the Lewis family.
I'm Jay, this is my wife Christy.
I'm Brett, I'm 16.
I'm Melinda, I'm 14.
I'm Emily, I'm 6.
You know, trick roping in the Western arts is something that's unique to our family that we've been able to pass down from one generation to the next. But every family has their own skills or talents or something that's unique to them. So it's really about finding those things and spending the time together, making the excuse to be able to work together, to play together, to perform together if that's something that you enjoy doing.
Forward, forward, flick forward, forward. And actually, you could kind of keep spinning on one side till it goofs up, just to give you the practice. Okay, go ahead and try it. Good, 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 Melinda.
Christy, you know, because it's something she grew up doing, being a third generation trick roper, she would sometimes walk around the house spinning a rope, or she'd be out in the front yard practicing, and next thing you know, our little kids would be out there just swinging a rope, not even spinning it, just kind of swinging it. And before long, some of them self-taught just from watching their mom.
I like doing roping with my family because it gives us a better relationship. And, you know, if we didn't do it, we probably wouldn't be as close. So it always brings us closer together.
So, Emily, what do you think about roping?
It's good.
It's good? What's good about it?
I like spinning my wrist because it gives it exercise.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you have strong wrists?
Show me. Let's see. Go like this.
Cool.
Look at those strong wrists.
Actually, a question that I've asked myself is, what do I enjoy doing? And I've really boiled it down to, I really enjoy watching my kids succeed. As we had kids, we've continued to teach them about trick roping, and this has been a way for me to see them succeed, to develop their talents, and also to be able to work with them.
I like it because all my friends think it's cool, and I'm the only one who knows how to do it.
That's true. You are unique.
That's how everyone knows me. I'm the cowgirl at the school.
Every year there's been talent shows. She always does trick roping, and
there's
no competition. Nobody else ever does trick roping, so she's got that one locked up.
It's fun when I do the whip at school.
That's true. The whip does
the whip catches people's attention.
They know you're serious, don't they?
Yeah.
That way. An important thing when Jay and I were first married is we both knew that we wanted to be very involved in our children's lives. And our business with the trick roping, with events, has been able to do that. We've been able to start them working with us when they were young and teaching them skills, practicing with them. You know, when some people say it's quality and not quantity, to some degree it is quantity too. So hopefully we're doing a decent job at both. Okay, let's go get our sleeping bag stuff. Sleeping bag and a pillow. All families can do fun things together, but we really enjoyed just going in the backyard and having a campfire, bringing out the marshmallows, smelling the smoke. Another fun thing that we've done living where we do is we have a trampoline, and the kids really enjoy when we pull the sleeping bags out and everybody sleeps out on this trampoline. So it actually has given us a chance to be out there in the quiet, looking up at the stars, listening for a coyote or two.
Three or four or five.
There we go.
I like camping with my family because it's nice and warm out by the fire, and it's nice to have a fire and roast marshmallows with them and have s'mores.
Yeah, it's fun to be there, everybody just together in your backyard. The sounds of nature, the coyotes, the stars, everything, it's all included.
The donkeys, our dogs, barking.
Do you like barking?
She likes howling.
I like the coyotes.
Ow. All right, it's camping time. Yeah, where are we gonna camp? Where are we camping at, Emily?
Woo!
Woohoo! Woo! It'll be fun, huh? You get up there, take your...
No scorpions?
Oh, wrong. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Woo! Yeah!
Don't jump!
I like my family because we always go on hikes and stuff and watch movies on the projector. I like the campfire because we get to roast marshmallows.
Okay, yes, whose sleeping bag is whose? My here, Emily, here's your pillow.
Where's my
seat? Here, Emily, here's your sleeping bag. Okay, are you guys gonna do feed out or feed in?
Feed in.
Feed in, okay.
So that when the coyotes come, they can nibble on your ears. Okay, is everybody settled in? I'm ready to turn the lights out.
Yeah. So,
everybody good?
Yes.
Okay, last chance.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Night.
Good night, Sue Ellen.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Love you.
Okay, now.
Love you. Love you guys.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. What a beautiful full moon.
Where? Where's the moon?
Look at that full moon.
The Big Dipper.
To moon, pretend to
oh,
moon.
Oh, yeah, who can see the Big Dipper, guys?
We have our own company, and basically what we do is we put on theme parties and events, not just Western. We do all themes, whether it be pirates or 50s or international. And so we do company parties, we do picnics, we do award ceremonies, trade shows.
So one of the things that we do to encourage our children to clean up the house and the yard with us and put away the props from events
is... Because it can get very messy after events with props all around.
Is they love to put on parties for their friends. And so we say, okay, then everybody get in, let's get everything cleaned up, and you can choose a theme and or just have a party with your friends. We're gonna let them have a party at the end of the week.
And we usually have a fun theme to it too. We have a little theme twist. The last one we did was old-fashioned Hollywood. Blacklight party is a fun one. And these are things that anybody can do. You know, it just takes a little bit of music, a little bit of food, and a few activities, and the kids have a great time.
Okay, so you guys want to have a party this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a bunch of stuff from our last job that needs to be put away. And if you guys can get it put away and we can get this and a few other things done, like some laundry put away and I don't know what
get
else.
The straw bales put away out back.
All right, then you guys can invite some friends over and we can have a party.
Awesome. Okay.
You guys want to do a theme party? What do you want to do?
Yeah, what do you guys want to do?
Blacklight, neon.
Hollywood,
blacklight.
Pirates,
blacklight.
Blacklight. No, blacklight. Right. The kids love that.
Yeah, okay, because we got a few things out here that we can leave out and use from the job, and then the rest of the stuff we'll pull out of storage and have a party.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, it means cell phones are put away, right?
Agreed. Everybody agree?
All right.
I agree.
All right, cool.
Agreed.
Good.
Agreed. The parties that we have here I think are pretty fun. We have different themes, like we had a beach theme, we've had a pirate theme for Halloween, and kids just love coming here to come to these parties. Kids have told me that they have never been to a party better thrown by the ones we put on, and they just love coming to hang out and just have fun social time with each other and hang out.
So it works as a great incentive for them. It keeps us a little bit more positive as we're doing work, which I know can sometimes be a little stressful, and we get to have an enjoyable experience at the end.
I like doing parties and events because I help my family, and it's really fun, and I get to go to the parties sometimes, but not all the time. It's kind of weird.